Klaus?
Yeah.
You were talking a little bit, I just walked in for an instant, you were talking about how the more and more knowledge you get, the more of the
world. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sometimes I didn't catch everything you were saying.
No, the thing is this, that I just read it. Sometimes it's from what you say, from what I hear, from what I read. So I just read that real knowledge is a continuous bewilderment. It's so infinite, you see. The more you know, you see, the more the frontiers are there, like this. And so I'm sometimes reminded of, if at all you had read, have you read the Gita? Yeah. So there is an 11th canto in that, wherein Krishna reveals his universal form to Arjuna. Yeah. And so he says, no, enough of it. Now you just be that Krishna for me, in the beautiful form and all that, and the one who is driving the chariot. It's not possible. I don't want that. So in the beginning, we do want to know this thing, that thing, what's in that, rather the astral world and the astral phenomena and the so many things that people tell that happen, and astrology, that which is beyond the physical plane, which arouses our interest to such an extent that we want to know it. But if our interest is real, Baba is not the one. Baba never goes with a negative attitude. He says, you want to know it? All right, know it. And then a time comes when you say, no, enough of it, Baba. Please relieve me of all this.
It's just how he is.
Yeah, yeah.
Just how he is.
Yeah. So that's what I meant. At time, even now, we are sitting here. Suppose I just say, Baba, now you are here, your presence is here, I am here. Let me be happy just in this. I do not want to know anything what's happening anywhere else. Like this, that's what I meant, you see. To be total where we are. Yeah. And if at all, whatever is necessary, just as sometimes I share this simile, it's like you traveling on your own accord, and you have to book your passage and look for lunch and breakfast and other things. But if there is a child traveling with his mother, he has not to do anything. He has to say, Mommy, I am hungry. That's all he has to say. You can have any sort of relationship with Baba you want. You think that you can walk on your own, Baba allows you to walk. Very nice, very nice. Yeah. But it depends on one's impressions, our relationship with him. Sometimes I share this story which I like. Just when we come to Baba, we come with a lot of questions, few problems, and some real thing that we want to know of, and we don't know. So with me, it was again, what about this? And still that is not solved. The problems that were there are not solved now. But now I said, Baba, now it's your business. That's a problem for me, but it's your business. So there was also a thing that, why should we go to him when everything is destined and the law of karma is there and all these things are there? So why should we go to him? And how does it work? So at that time, I came across a person who related me this story, which has stayed with me to this day, is this, about relationship. He gave me a little, in the olden days in India, when there were no banks, there were just some people who were respectable people, and people would put their money and valuables with them, and whenever they want, they would just take those from them, like this. So now, whatever they had, whatever is in your saving account, you see, you will receive accordingly. If you have just $10,000, you won't be able to get more than that, whatever is in your account, like this. So in olden days, when they had the silver coins, so one person had kept about 300 silver coins with that man. And then he had a thought of visiting Benares. And then he went to him and he said, it's a nice idea, and now this is the time, because in those days there were no trains. We have to walk that distance. And generally, you may not know, but I used to wonder when they would go, and that system still continues, which is not worth that. Because when you would go for the Himalayas, they would meet all their relatives and friends, and they would embrace, and the little ones would just bow down to them and all that, because they knew that once they go there, it may take a year for them to return, and most of them would die, because that there was no such thing as the conveniences as you find now in olden days, that's what I mean. So that was the thing. So now he said, now I'm quite healthy, I can go. And he says, but I would like to have 500 silver coins for that. And so he said, well, I'll see your books and then I will let you know, like this. So he comes the next day and he looks for his books and he says, well, I'm sorry, you have only 300. So how can I give you 500? He said, no, but this is very noble purpose and all these things. It's all right, but your account is this much. I can't give you more than this. So he says, all right, what else can I do? Next time I will see, I'll try to get more and then go. The next day or within that week, one of the sons of this banker, let's call him a banker, comes to him and he says, Dad, what's that? He said, I want to go to Banaras and the Himalayas. And he was very happy being young and he's so interested in the religion and visiting all these places and all this. He said, but I may need about 500 silver coins for this. He says, 500? That won't be enough. At least take 700 with you. And then he asked me whether that boy, that son, had he any account book? Was it in his account that his name is this and under his account this much money has been collected and so he can be given that much? So the person who asked for money had his account with God or the God man under the law of karma. He said, whatever you sow, so you reap. That was the thing with the first person. And with the son, it was the law of grace.
Beautiful.
So he said, it's nothing like this. So it's only the same purpose, the same person. But if the relationship differs, then the response is different. So that's what I mean when we come to Baba. Just not voicing what we want is not asking him. So why not voice it? Why not ask him? I want a nice t-shirt, Baba. Yeah? If I really feel that, I should ask, what harm is there? If I really feel like that, you give it or you don't give. But that's what I thought, so whom should I ask? But if we have to ask only for love and faith and surrender, of course we have to. We have to. It doesn't mean that. But even if I had a thought like that, then I offer it and then I get myself free from it. Now it's with you, Baba. I'm not asking, although. Yeah.
You know, years ago I used to, you know, in praying, I used to always ask for things.
Yeah.
In fact, I always had a list of things.
Yeah.
You know, because that was just my approach to God.
Yeah.
And with Baba, though, I feel very embarrassed to ask for anything.
Yeah.
Because it kind of like reduces my relationship with him to kind of,
yeah. You know, yeah, sometimes we have such thoughts.
It seems like I don't need to bring these things up even before, you know. It's just, he's taking care of everything all the time.
That's also right, but what I figure out is this, that helplessness that we should try to have in our being or in our life with him, I feel it that way. Even the moving of the hand, Baba, it's all right. Now it's nice. I can move my hand. Help me to move it right. Help me to say the right word. So if at all I could say, yes, I know that. I'll manage this thing. Should I say it? Not that you should. Whatever everyone does in his honest relationship with him is good. I'm just sharing the different aspects of it. So that the more we are with him, the more helpless we feel to do anything without his help. If that could happen, how nice it would be. How nice it would be. That's what I feel, though I can't live it. So even to Baba, that's why Baba is just like, sometimes as I say, of a circle, as I share that sentence of, I think it's of Carlyle when he said, God is a circle whose center is everywhere and circumference nowhere. See, he is that circle. So his His center is in our everything that we ask for, everything that we crave, consciously or unconsciously. He is there. You may ask him, you may not ask him. So there could be so many ways of approaching him. Again, coming to the circle was like this. So now this is the circumference, and all our wants, so to say, are on the he is the center, and all our wants are just on the circumference. So if you say, I can manage this, and if it is only this want which is longing for God, then I go to him. But the distance is the same, whether it is here or whether it is here. It is just the same thing. It's just a round thing. So in our intimate relationship, this is one of the aspects that what I mean. It's only a sharing that if this could happen, I would prefer that. It's my choice. Right or wrong, that's a different thing. What any color that you like, or that's personal choice like this. So these are personal choices. That's why Baba is infinitely free, and he has given us infinite choices to have our relationship with him. So that's what I mean. It's not, this is the only right thing and the other is, it's not like that.